This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the Friday night edition of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for you to make your calls about whatever you want, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. You can take control at 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts, over 60,000 of them for you to surf around through, as well as over 950 users interacting. It's a lot of fun. There's serious issues. There's just fun posts. It's all free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So we got lots to talk about. As always, you can take control of the show, 800-259-5791. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. We might read your emails live on the air, but first we want to go to the marijuana story, which we talked about last hour, sold it last hour briefly. America's War on Drugs, this from, by the way, stopthedrugwar.org. America's War on Drugs continued full steam ahead last year with the FBI reporting in its Uniform Crime Report on Monday that an estimated 771,608 people were arrested on marijuana charges in the year of 2004. Nearly 9 out of 10 of those 770,000 people were charged with simple possession. That figure is an all-time high, by the way, breaking 2003's record of 755,000. So they arrested an extra 15,000 people in 2004. And it gives the lie to the oft-repeated law enforcement claims that marijuana enforcement's just not a high priority these days. While marijuana use levels have been near stagnant in the past decade, the number of pot arrests has more than doubled since 1993. The number of people arrested on marijuana charges...
Not really stopping the growth of people smoking pot, is it?
Well, what it's saying here is that the use levels haven't really been growing. They're stagnant. They're just catching more people. The number of people arrested on marijuana charges in the U.S. last year is greater than the population of the entire state of South Dakota, which is 755,000. And then they go on to list some other populations that it's greater than. Marijuana arrests accounted for 44.2% of all drug arrests. But it's not just pot arrests that were sky high. The total number of drug arrests topped 1.74 million people. That's tremendous.
Now, does this article go on to say, I know it shows what percentage of drug arrests were marijuana arrests. Does it show what percentage of all arrests were drug-related?
I'm not sure. We might find out here. 1.74 million is the total number of drug arrests. That's a lot of people getting busted for drugs. That's almost 2 million people out of, what, 300 million people? 1/150th of the country? That's 1 out of every 150 people has been arrested for drug use?
Jeez.
81% last year, and again, the vast majority, 81%, were for simple drug possession. That's 81% of that 1.74 million. Although drug use levels have remained relatively flat over the past decade, the number of drug arrests has increased by more than 9% since 2000 and nearly 23% since 1994. Drug arrests were the single highest arrest category, edging out drunk driving with 1.43 million arrests.
Okay, now you were saying that means that one in every 150 people has been arrested for drugs?
In the past year.
Yeah, one in every 150 people has been arrested for drugs in the past 12 months.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Since last Halloween.
More people have been arrested for drug possession than drunk driving.
Well, these numbers were released from where, when?
The FBI's Uniform Crime Report. It's a once-a-year statistical report.
I'd say that's a pretty fairly accurate source of the information.
Simple assaults, 1.28 million. Petty larceny, 1.19 million. There were more drug arrests than arrests for all property crimes combined. There's only 1.65 million property crimes in the last year. And more than three times more drug arrests than the arrests for all violent crimes combined. Only 590,000 violent crime arrests.
But they don't care about those. I've told you over and over again. They care about busting drug criminals because they can take lots of money from them.
Right.
They can confiscate your house, your car, anything they claim, you know, had to do with procuring or, you know, the sale of drugs. Bam. They take it away.
Yeah, it's not very frequent that you hear the story. They found the murderer and $300,000 in cash.
Nope. They usually find murderers hiding out in some garbage pail somewhere.
Right, exactly.
So basically, violent crimes, they had about 600,000 violent crimes and about 1.8 million drug crimes. That means that they arrested three times as many drug offenders than they did violent criminals in the year 2004. Just amazing. This is what our police are spending your tax dollars on. Does anybody really believe that this should be going on? This should continue? Let's go to Sheridan in Texas. Sheridan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Hello.
I actually wanted to call in and relate an experience because you guys are constantly giving the advice that you should not allow police to search your vehicles.
That's yes. correct. Even if you are totally clean, don't ever allow them to search.
Right. Well, a few That's... years ago, I actually took your advice, although I hadn't actually heard the advice yet.
Really?
I was...
We're
home.
Just that good.
Yeah. I was coming home from driving a friend home after a birthday party, and it was about 2 a.m., and I got pulled over. And at the time, I was getting pulled over probably about once every 2 or 3 weeks.
Wow. Jeez,
why?
Because I lived in a small suburb in Texas, and I'm a guy with long hair.
I see.
That'll do it.
And they'd pull me over, and I'd say, why are you pulling me over? And, you know, they'd say, well, the light bulb on your license plate's out.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I'd look afterwards, and it wasn't out.
It was out while they pulled you over.
Right, yeah, it's intermittent.
Right.
So, anyway, I...
They use that one all the time, by the
yeah.
way.
It is a favorite.
Oh, I know. I heard it a lot.
So what happened?
So they immediately, the first thing they would always do is they'd pull me over, and they walk up, and before I would say anything, they'd usually say, do you mind if we search your car?
Mm-hmm.
And normally, at the time, I would say yes, because I didn't have anything in the car, and I thought, well, you know,
wait,
I don't
wait,
like
they
it.
Would ask you that before they'd even, like, tell you why they were pulling you over?
Yes.
Wow.
And I would, you know, I'd say, why did you pull me over? Well, your light bulb's out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that was usually the way they greeted me. Do you mind if we search your car?
Right.
And this one night, it was 2 a.m., and I had to go to work the next day. And, you know, I didn't have anything in the car. I was an actual... You know, good citizen, working full-time.
Sure. Now, before you can continue, mm-hmm. you said you'd been pulled over, like, once every 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Had you allowed them to search every time before that?
Yes, I had.
Oh, okay.
At the time, you know, like I said, it hadn't occurred to me that since I didn't have anything in my car, I'm like, well, it's a hassle, and I don't like it, but...
Right. You yeah. thought it would keep you safe from
right.
whatever.
So, anyway, I said, you know, normally I let you guys, and I actually let you guys search it last week, but, you know...
I'm busy, guys. Quit playing around.
I've got to get up in 6 hours, and I don't see any real need for it, so, mm-hmm. you know, unless you have some sort of probable cause. And the guy says, well, if that's the way you feel, we're going to have to call K-9 out here. I'm going to have to detain you here until K-9 shows up. So they kept me on the side of the road for 3 hours...
Amazing.
And then finally, K-9 showed up, and they got there, and they walked the dog around the car, and then the dog started barking.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, so the dog signaled, so now we have to search your car.
Yep.
And they searched the car, and of course, there's nothing in the car. I don't know.
Now do I get to kick the dog?
Right, exactly. It's I don't know how you're training your dogs, but...
Yeah, do you get to bill them for $100 an hour for keeping you there for three
right.
hours?
I didn't even get to, you know... have them put my car back together because they didn't, like, rip up the carpets or anything, but I had a bag with garbage in it that they dumped out and,
sure.
you know, made a mess of things.
I really think that this would help a whole lot if they called the K-9 unit out and the dog barked and they didn't find anything. You should be allowed to pistol whip one of that cop's loved ones.
you should be able to send them a bill for consultation. You need training for these people.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
an opportunity for training here.
And you should have to watch.
Let's talk a little bit more about dogs coming back. Sheridan, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791 because there's a recent Supreme Court decision that applies here. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get Silver Liberty Dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live, but where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. If you take control, 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791, Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Check out our website, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. We put them up on our website. It's not a beauty contest. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors, they're all there. The Shrine of Female Listeners. And by the way, they're not just sending us any old picture. It's actually a picture specifically taken for Free Talk Live, for the Shrine. That in that picture, they prove that they listen to the show. Get all the details at freetalklive.com. So we had Sheridan call in from Texas a moment ago talking about a drug dog search. He was pulled over, and apparently he'd been pulled over a number of times because he's a long hair, and that means that the cops are more likely to pull you over.
He's a long hair. I like that. I don't know.
Well, I used to have long hair myself. And they've harassed him before. They've asked to search every single time, and before he's allowed them to. Well, this time it was late at night, and he had to get home because he had to get up in the morning. And so this time when they asked to search his vehicle, he said no. And then they said, well, we're going to call out the drug dogs. and he waited for 3 hours.
Well, it's supposed to be a reasonable amount of... No. Actually, the drug dog's supposed to be there in the amount of time that they conduct their business, as it were.
Right.
That's the sort of the rule. And I guess the next question to ask is, am I under arrest?
The next question to ask is, are you being detained, or am I free to go is a better one.
Well,
or something
similar. Am I free to go, sort of, I mean, they could say no to that. You're not free.
Then you could follow that up with, am I being detained? Because if you're not free to go, then you must be being detained. Anyway, I just wanted to recap a Supreme Court decision from earlier this year, this from FlexYourRights.org, the wonderful creators of the Busted video, which we have a link to on our bulletin board system. The Supreme Court ruled in Illinois versus Caballes that police do not need reasonable suspicion to use drug dogs to sniff a vehicle during a legitimate traffic stop. This decision stems from the case of Roy Caballes, who was pulled over for speeding and subsequently arrested for marijuana trafficking after a drug dog was brought to the scene and alerted on his vehicle. The Illinois Supreme Court reversed his conviction, finding that a drug sniff was unreasonable without evidence of a crime other than speeding. In a 6-2 ruling, the Supreme Court held that the Fourth Amendment is not implicated when police use a dog sniff during the course of a legal traffic stop. Justice Stevens wrote the opinion of the court, finding that since dog sniffs only identify the presence of illegal items in which citizens have no legitimate privacy interest, you don't have privacy when it comes to possessing contraband in America, according to the court. The Fourth Amendment, therefore, does not apply to the drug dog's use. Justices Souter and Ginsburg dissented, pointing to studies showing that drug dogs frequently return false positives. Souter. Showing that drug dogs frequently return false positives up to 60% of the time they return false positives. And
they're sort of intended to, I think.
Well, right. We've suggested they returned a false positive on Sheridan's car. When they, after 3 hours of waiting, they finally brought the drug dog out. He went ahead and barked at the car, or alerted on the car, however they do it.
You know,
and that's because the cops train them to.
Right. It's unfair to blame the dog for this. They're trained to do that.
Right. And the cop gives a little jerk on the collar or some sort of command, maybe stamps his foot or something like that. The dog will...
clears his throat.
Yeah, the dog will respond in the way the cop wants the dog to, so the cops then have their excuse to search the vehicle. Well, you should know that the Caballes ruling by the Supreme Court authorizes police to walk a drug dog around the vehicle during any legitimate traffic stop. So now they can pull you over for whatever old reason they want to. Like they told Sheridan, your license plate light is out. That's why we pulled you over. Yeah. And then he got home, checked it, and it wasn't out. So they pull you over for whatever reason they want to. Then they can bring out the dogs. The legitimacy of the traffic stop depends on its duration. Basically, if police can't bring a dog to the scene in the time it takes to run your tags and write a ticket, the use of the dog becomes constitutionally suspect. So, you probably would have a case, Sheridan,
because
if you wanted...
3 hours.
Right, because it was 3 hours. If you wanted to pursue this, but the problem is finding a lawyer that will want to pursue it. That's the problem. Because nobody wants to take on the cops. Because if a lawyer takes on the cops, he's just going to be inviting trouble for himself. Cops might pay him a visit. Cops might pull him over and put some marijuana in his car. Who knows what they'll do? I had a friend who was pulled over for whatever reason here in the Tampa Bay area and was searched, and his carpet was torn up. His vehicle was scratched because the drug dogs kind of jumped up on the vehicle, and he was pretty outraged about it. They wasted 2 hours of his time, and he couldn't find anybody to do anything about it. He was willing to pay a lawyer to retain his services in order to go after the cops. Nobody wanted to take it. Let's talk to Niall in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Well, greetings and salutations.
Is your name really Niall?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Like the river?
No, it's spelled differently.
Okay.
The Swedish family name.
So, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I'm kind of glad we're staying on the police topic here. I have some comments on that as well.
Certainly.
I feel that with the police, this might be the area where libertarians... which I presume you guys are.
Yes, sir. Certainly.
This seems to be an area that could really get some traction on with the common American who, like me, knows next to nothing about libertarians outside of what's-his-name Medved's calling you losertarians. this is all kind of new to me.
That's cool. It's a learning process. We're glad you're here with us.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's good to be here. But anyway...
So what about the cops?
The thing that really scares me about the police is not necessarily that they are upholding laws that may or may not have been passed fairly or, you know, morally or constitutionally.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a law written down, you can react to it and change it, presumably. What has always sort of frightened me with the police is that the laws they invent for themselves.
What do you mean?
Well, you kind of alluded to the fact that they can pull somebody over for really nothing and do whatever they needed to do.
Sure.
And
later
it gets backed up by the courts. You see, they're inventing the law there and
You're
waiting
correct.
For it to... Well, I've had several run-ins with various small police departments on this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just wanted to let you know that I kind of discount a lot of the things maybe that libertarians stand for, but this is one thing that really resonates with me.
Well, that's good. I mean, libertarians stand for freedom. We think that you should be free to live your life however you want to, so long as you don't hurt anybody else in the process. I mean, is there something that you could discount about that?
Well, no, absolutely not.
Right, so that's what libertarianism is. It's just taking that idea and applying it across the board that people have trouble doing.
And also, Niall, another thing I'd like to point out is libertarian is a party. And it's a way of thinking.
It's a movement.
So, I mean, there's Republican libertarians out there. There's probably some Democrat libertarians, too. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, there's a schism occurring in the Republican Party currently. I mean,
quite clearly.
And you know, what you've got on one side is the Jerry Falwell Republicans. On the other side, you have the Liberty sort of small government Republicans. And I don't know. I see a big chance for libertarianism to really take a step forward in the next 5-10 years.
You know, I have to definitely agree with that. I'm something of a socialist myself, but many of these ideas that you're presenting, I cannot, in all good conscience, denounce.
Can I ask you, so we don't have socialists call in very often. Why? What is it about socialism that's so attractive to you?
I kind of like the idea of having a safety net that could help people. But not necessarily.
Can you
that.
Hang on?
Oh, certainly.
Okay, good, because we love talking about socialism, and you're a good sport. 800-259-5791, and he doesn't interrupt us like Jason the Communist does. So.
Jason's an excellent caller.
We'll come back with more. Talk socialism, libertarianism, how is it that we could get along? Well, there are a lot of differences between us, and we'll explore that coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Cartoonic Minute. Dearly beloved, we are gathered to talk about our dear ones. Hopefully when I come back, my words will make an impact so you can avoid one of the antlered kind.
Bobby Lycus here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
This could be a new spin on Dearly Beloved, because frolicking Bambis could cause unaware drivers to spin their cars around, literally. During late autumn mating season, deer may be looking for love in all the wrong places, including the road. So consider these points. 1. Because half of deer vehicle crashes occur between 5 p.m. and midnight, use high beams if there's no opposing traffic, as the brighter light illuminates deer's eyes for easier spotting. 2. Since deer usually travel in pairs or herds,
If you see one set of antlers, you can bet others will follow. 3, if a deer does cross your path, stay in your lane and brake. Many serious accidents occur when drivers swerve. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the show, 800-259-5791. Bring up whatever you want to. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Grab the archives. They're right there on the front page of the website. No digging around. You don't have to punch in a credit card number. Just go get them, freetalklive.com. With that, we go back to the phones, back to the fun, to Niall in Utah. Now, Niall, you said you're kind of new to this whole libertarian thing.
Yes, that's correct.
And yet, at this point, you consider yourself a socialist. Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 27.
27, okay. How long have you considered yourself a socialist?
Oh, probably for much of my adult life.
And at what point did you encounter libertarianism?
Really, outside of Mr. Medved, I'm fishing around with podcasts. You guys.
So we are literally pretty much your first real encounter with a true libertarian, then, basically.
Yeah, I always wondered what he was talking about. I thought it was some kind of religion or something like that. But
well, he's just a nutcase. but I see you already said we're kind of resonating with you, at least with the cop issue and things like that. And so I asked you, what is it about socialism that's so attractive? And you said the safety net.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, can you just describe what you mean by that?
Yes, I'd be happy to. I think it would be a different type of safety net than most socialist/communists might try to propound. I do not believe in a cradle-to-grave society, and I don't believe in high taxes necessarily.
Hmm.
But what does seem to attract me about some kind of safety net is that the people who really do need the help can get it, and they can get it as long as they need it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the kicker, is that it'll be somewhat subpar to the market forces. So, for example, if you've got medical care, they try to nationalize it. I would love to see that nationalized, but I don't see why that would necessarily have to eliminate the free enterprise side of it, too. So the people who are poor, who really need the help, can get it, but they will have to deal with all the insanities that bureaucracy always entail. But,
interesting.
But they will live.
Okay.
But on the other side, they will work harder to...
I see what you're saying. You're saying you'd like to have sort of a socialist, nationalized healthcare running parallel to the marketplace healthcare.
Parallel and intentionally, I think, minor to it. I don't think it should be there necessarily all the time because, as you guys have seemed to have said several times before this, then they'd have no urge to leave it.
Here's the first problem with what you're going to run into here, and it has to do with what Harry Brown calls the 7 never to be forgotten principles of government. One of the things you have to remember when you're dealing with a government program, because that's who would be who is in charge of this national healthcare program,
right,
would be that you're not going to be in control.
Most likely not.
Niall, you're not going to be in control. You're not going to write the legislation. You're not going to have any say in the
even if you were head of the organization, you wouldn't be in control.
Right. You're not going to, once the legislation is passed, even if magically Niall's version happened to be the one that passed the House and the president signed it, once it was implemented, you wouldn't be in control. It'd be a bunch of heartless bureaucrats that don't really actually care about the people they're supposed to be taking care of.
And perhaps that could work towards the favor of this program. It would give people the desire to work beyond it and enter the
because they don't want the
it.
They don't want the shoddy service.
If they need it, they can get it, but it's going to suck.
That's currently what's happening, by the way. I mean, like, I hope you don't think it's easy to get welfare and that it's a great place to live in public housing.
Right.
I mean, it sucks, and they're not leaving.
That's true.
It's not working now.
They like the freebies.
Now, we've got what you're talking about, and it sucks.
Let me clue you in on something here, because if you were to talk to other libertarians, they'll come out and they'll say, we should never have nationalized health care. We should abolish welfare. And the problem with some libertarians is they won't tell you what the solution is. And the solution is right. We want to see people get help, too. We think that people that need a surgery that can't afford it, they should be helped out. We think that people that are that have tough times, they should get a hand up, not a hand out, necessarily.
Yeah, exactly.
We think that the marketplace can provide it so much better, so much more efficiently, and so much more caring. Because if you ever have dealt with welfare bureaucrats, for instance, or just any bureaucrats, you know how impersonal they are, how rude they are, how mean they are to people, how vindictive they can be, and how they just don't care about the people that they're dealing with. We think that if we turned the health industry over to the free market entirely, and right now it's about 52% controlled by the government, so we're mostly socialist as it is today, but if we turned it over to the free market entirely, it would mean that you could start your own charity, Niall, or people that you know could start their own group to take care of people when they needed that help. To,
right.
You could create your own free market safety net if you wanted to.
The only question with that, I think, is where would the funding originate from?
Well, that's always the question, isn't it? Because where would the funding originate from for your program?
Well, from the taxpayers.
And how are they collected?
I guess through the IRS system bureaucracy.
Niall, let me ask you a question, if you don't mind. As it stands right now, you pay taxes, correct?
Correct.
And those taxes go to fund programs such as welfare and things that you currently believe in. Some fund things that you don't believe in, but they also fund programs that you do believe in. Now, if all of the money that you paid in taxes was instead kept by you, and you could decide what portion of your money went to what things, would you continue to choose to support the programs you believe in if they were entirely voluntary?
I think I would, yes.
And I think there probably would be a lot of people like you. The problem is, right now, you're not given that choice. They just take your money, and they spend it however they want to spend it. And they don't ask you what you think about it. You don't get a little customer satisfaction survey that you can fill out and tell them, I wish you'd spend more of my money over here instead of where you're currently spending it. They don't care what you think. And if you get to choose where you spend your money, then the people that you're spending your money with have to care what you think. They have to make you happy. They have to show you their books. They have to show you where the money's going. They have to show you the fact that they're actually helping people. Otherwise, you're going to say, well, why aren't you showing me any of this? Well, we don't want to show it to you. It's private. Well, I'm not going to give you any more of my money anymore. And then you'll take your money somewhere else to some people that are doing the things that you want them to do with it.
The same effect might grow from maybe some kind of voucher system where you do actually decide where your money is going to go.
Certainly a voucher system would be superior.
It'd be a step in the right direction.
But let me be clear. There are systems, safety nets currently up that are privately done. For instance, my family has rental properties. And one month this gal couldn't pay her rent. I guess that her husband had left or something like that. And, she didn't ask me for any kind of favor. She just said, I'm going to go, I'm going to be late this month. Tomorrow or whatever, I'm going to the church, this church, and they're giving me enough money for rent. This church covered her rent. I know, I got the check. Here's an organization, a privately funded organization that, kind of checked her out and, checked the veracity of the story, and they funded. But the thing is that the donations went into the church, and then however much was used for church functions went for church functions, and then the church gave away the money. And the people who gave the money are aware of how the whole system worked, and they agreed with it. I don't agree with the welfare system, but I've got to pay anyway. And that's wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the other problem with government, Niall, is that the government is force, and it forces people to participate in its shoddy programs. You should be free to choose to put your money wherever you want to. Another point that you might want to consider is the fact that, just with welfare, period, the welfare program has about a 70% overhead, meaning that 70% of the money that is taxed and stolen from you, that's put to welfare, is going to the bureaucrats that administer the program, and only 30% is going to the people that supposedly need it. In private organizations, you're looking at like 10%, 20% overhead. You know what, Niall, call us again sometime and keep listening to Free Talk Live. Actually, if you get a chance, check out our links page on our website.
All right.
There's a great link to a book called Healing Our World, which I think would be right up your alley, and it's totally available free online. So check it out at freetalklive.com, the links page. We'll talk to you again soon. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so still time for your calls. If you make them, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy our live streams that we have. We've got a broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version, and they're totally free. So check them out, freetalklive.com. It is a show about your calls, so we're going back to the phones. This time we go to Patrick in North Carolina. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, good evening.
Hey.
I've really been enjoying your show and just started listening to it. I had a situation, and I wanted to bring up the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution.
Yes,
a lot of
indeed.
People aren't familiar with it. Your right to a speedy trial. And
amongst
right
other things.
Of the accused to face the accuser.
Correct.
And for the past 15 or 20 years, the court system has given the accuser the pass of not showing up in court, particularly in domestic violence cases where
really?
The wife would accuse the husband of, beating her, and the district attorney would say, you don't need to show up. We have your testimony, which is basically hearsay. That's good enough for a slam dunk and a conviction.
Huh.
Well,
were you involved in one of these?
Well, I was, but thank God for Anthony Scalia. There was a major, one of the biggest Supreme Court decisions in 2004 was Crawford versus Washington, and Scalia wrote the decision reaffirming the right of the accused to face the accuser in court, and it basically knocks out a lot of these cases that go where the accuser has got to be in a courtroom so the jury can gauge the credibility of the accuser.
You should also be able to put that person on the stand and question them,
can't
you?
Absolutely.
Right.
Now, my situation, my son was 16 years old. I had a little scuffle. I've been having problems with him. I had a 16 and a 15 year old, real kind of wild kids.
Okay.
But anyway, I had called the police out to the house a couple times, say, look, knock some sense into these kids. You know, these guys, they need a wake up call. And I'm being a parental, so forth. So anyway, they've been out here four or five, six times. The seventh time, there was a scuffle in the kitchen. I tore my boy's shirt, put a scratch on his neck. He called the cops up on me.
Mm-hmm.
The cop comes out to my house, says, hey, I need to talk to you about this. And I says, look, I called you guys up five, six times. I don't have nothing to say. The officer said, well, I want to talk to you. I said, look, I've got two girls in my house. I'm going inside and cooking dinner.
Okay.
So he proceeds to enter my house
without permission?
A search warrant. And I'm going to tell you right now, these officers in South Carolina do whatever they want.
That
well, anyway,
to be how it
he did
is
not
around
come in my house. My house was locked. He called back up. They sent eight police cop cars out to my house, one of which wrecked at the bottom of the driveway. These police officers are high on testosterone.
Hang on, I'm losing track here. You went back into your house after you said you didn't want to talk to him. He followed you inside and then called up for backup?
He stayed the outside. He realized the door was locked, and then that's when he called the backup. The police came out. And they arrested me for simple assault and battery. I said, fine. I went ahead, posted my bond. I told the police officer when I was having my handcuffs taken off, I said, you see my bruise on my arm? He said, yeah. Do you see the cut on my hand? I said, yeah. I said, I want you to remember when I go into court that you have witnessed this. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I go ahead. We go to court because basically you want to have this case. It's the police officer. It's you and the judge. The judge is nothing but a referee in the case. And he kind of sets a parameter. Well, they try to cut a deal where they said, we'll drop this if you go get counseling. I said, look, I don't need counseling. I said, my children need to obey their father.
Hmm.
And anyway, I went ahead.
So you took it to
jury trial? I had a jury trial. My son did not show up. It was me and the police officer in the courtroom. He had no evidence.
Right.
He had only hearsay from my son, who was not there.
And so
what happened is my biggest mistake. I went on the stand and I told the truth that my son started it, and the jury found me guilty because the jury looks at you. It's like a beauty contest, police officer and you.
Sure, cops are always going to get the benefit of the doubt for the on the jury side.
But what I'm saying here is, if there's any folks, and this is why Michael Jackson got off of his charge. He didn't take the stand. O.J. Simpson did not take the stand.
Mm-hmm.
And attorneys will always tell you, do not take the stand. Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Right.
But the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution, the Confrontation Clause, where you have got, you are guaranteed the right to face your accuser.
Did you want to face
denied,
your accuser?
And I appealed the case.
Yeah?
I appealed the case.
So then what happened? You got about, like, 30 seconds to wrap it up.
The appeals court judge said that I did not make a timely appeal, and I did my appeal in the closing, and he basically went ahead and negated my appeal. But, you know, it was...
They negated your appeal? Can they do that?
Well, he turned it down, and I could go ahead and take it up another notch, but it costs money.
Yeah, they know
the
that, too.
The bottom line is, face your accuser. And do not get on that stand.
Yeah, know your rights.
State.
Know your rights and flex them as much as you can. But you're right, it does cost money. And they know that they can spend more money than you can. Thanks for the call,
hey,
man.
Thanks. You bet.
800-259-5791. The government can outspend you every time. No doubt about it. More coming back.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Now's the time to make the call if you want to get on, because we're only here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can amp the show. It is $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. It's totally voluntary, though. So if you can't afford it, don't worry about it. We'll still give you the archives for free. All of the stuff on the website will continue to be free. But if you like what we're doing, if you want to spread the message of freedom and liberty around the country, around the world, amp.freetalklive.com is the best way to do it. $3 a month, we take that money in, we turn it right back around into more advertising. That doesn't go to cut you a paycheck, man, which,
for
me, we turn it back around, we buy radio industry advertising, we buy internet advertising, we promote this show, we get more people on board. Thanks to you. Thanks to over the 108 people that have joined the AMP program so far at amp.freetalklive.com. As an added bonus, once we reach certain levels of ampage, we will give you kind of like little bonuses along the path. And coming up, when we hit $750, we're currently at $670. We will start at $750. Every $25 after that, we'll start giving out old, old, ancient, classic archives of Free Talk Live from back in the original days, the very first season of Free Talk Live. And, of course, we'll kick it all off with the very first four-hour-long show that we ever did as soon as we reached 750. So
I need to hear that, by the way. I haven't heard that.
It's a great show. Get on board at amp.freetalklive.com. Get all the details here.
I should think it is a great show. We went from week, you know,
a late night Sunday, which is dead radio time.
Right. We made it live. There was a lot of calls. Remember, we stayed on an extra hour because we had so many calls.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Right
now, but also there was. But the next, it wasn't that weekend, but the, like the next weekend week, we were on
full time.
Yeah.
So you'll get to hear the very first episode of Free Talk Live once we get to 7:50 a.m.
Free Talk Live is very effective in bringing the libertarian message to young people.
Sure.
I mean, I don't think that there's a lot of...
listeners, though.
Absolutely. I'm just saying that I think that we're very effective in bringing it to young people.
Young people haven't heard it before. The older people appreciate it because it's refreshing in that somebody out there is talking about freedom and liberty again amongst airwaves full of right-wing zealots and left-wing nut jobs. I mean, we're definitely original amongst talk shows. Anyway, one of the libertarian things is we're against pork. In fact,
yes.
We're against all taxes, but pork is just particularly outrageous. What's one example of the recent porksters that they've done up there in Washington, D.C.?
Well, there's because of the hurricane, there's been a lot of clashes over, the hurricane being $200 billion they're going to spend. So we've got to cut some stuff, but none of the senators representatives want to cut the stuff going in their community.
Right.
So apparently there's a big fight here with the in Alaska over, and this is sort of an old story, but it's still relevant because they're still fighting over it.
Hmm. I saw it in the news today. I didn't know it was old.
It's been going on for a while. Senator Ted Stevens is trying to protect his $223 million bridge from Anchorage to Ketchikan.
Proposed bridge.
Yes, proposed.
Right.
Now, Ketchikan's an island that has
6,000 people on it.
No.
You didn't read this right. It's 6,000 people. Ketchikan to a different island which has 50 people on it.
You're right.
Yeah.
Apparently.
For $230 million. As one of the other senators put it, you could buy each person on that island a Learjet for that amount of money. It was just amazing that they wanted to spend this much money on a bridge. I mean, a bridge just to a place with 6,000 people isn't really worth it. I mean, it's crazy.
There's an airport there, too. I mean,
right.
To be clear.
Actually, we've kind of got a good opportunity up there in Ketchikan. We might be on in Ketchikan sometimes.
But
we'll keep our mouth shut.
Airports in Alaska are all over the place.
Hey, we're done for tonight. Good being here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
See you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern time for our live Saturday show. In the meantime, join us online, freetalklive.com. Good night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.